Downpours likely, and then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms, lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
71 degrees, more rain coming down in the Flag City. 7:52 is the morning report news time. With more on flooding and the latest cancellations, let's turn it back over to Chris Oakes.
Thank you very much, Scott. And again, if you look at the radar screen now, you see a strong line of showers and storms moving through the Hancock County area. You didn't need me to tell you that. Obviously, it is not real pleasant to be outside right now, and this is not helping the situation, only adding to the flooding conditions. If you do not have to be out today, the best idea is to not be out. There are a couple of additional closings. Hardin Northern has now closed for the day. Mohawk, as we mentioned, is closed for the day. The complete Gene Stevens Honda Huntington Bank closings and delays list can be found online at WFIN.com. And joining us on the line this morning, Barb Brom, the Hancock County Extension Office. And Barb, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning.
You mentioned to me just off the air earlier that it took you something like an hour and a half to get home last night. So
that's right.
This is obviously not a good situation. What can you tell us about I'm assuming you're still at home.
Yes, I am at home, and I'm going to be home with the Level 3. Our office closes, so
right.
All extension activities, committee meetings, whatever, are canceled today. The office will not be open, but we do have a lot of information for folks that they're going to need in the next few days on food safety, produce safety, animals, with all the flooding and all of that. And so what we are going to do, I've talked with Gary Wilson this morning, and I'm going to give you the cell phone numbers for Gary and I.
Mm-hmm.
If you have livestock or agriculture-related gardening kinds of questions, you can call him directly. Gary's actually in Columbus at the big State Farm Bureau meeting today. He should be trying to return home tonight. But he said feel free to call him anytime today, and he'll take those calls as he can. So his cell number, phone number, would be 419-348-3500. And feel free to call anytime if you have agriculture-related things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be here home all day, and I'm going to keep my cell right with me, and I can take phone calls about food safety and cleanup stuff, although I don't think we're quite ready for cleanup in most areas yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my number would be 419-348-4100. And feel free, as I said, folks can feel free to call today if they have emergency questions, things like that.
Now, I know one of the things that, and I talked with some folks yesterday who had to leave their homes or who had some flooding early and were fortunate enough to see the floodwaters recede from that flash flooding that we had early in the day yesterday, who were concerned about some of the mementos and some of the personal items and things that were either that got wet, that they still wanted to save. What is the best way of doing that and doing that in a way that it can be safe to save some of those photographs and books and things like that? Can any of that be saved?
I suppose it depends on how much they've been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, that may sound like a minor thing in the wider scope, but for those who have been impacted, you know, this is really serious stuff.
It really is. I can empathize with those people. What they say is that, you know, the concern is to make the waters that it's been damaged with are full of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be careful of that. Little children, you've got to be careful with them playing with anything that hasn't been washed and disinfected. They say letting things out in the sun. Well, that's a little hard today.
Yeah, a little hard. Going to be a little hard today.
But letting things dry in the sun can help, and using a disinfectant, and that would be with chlorine bleach. And I have the percentages or the how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They can call and get that because it depends on the percentage of your chlorine
right.
Potency. But anything you can wash with soap and water, and then disinfect. That's going to be the best way if you can. Now, some things are not. Some things, unfortunately, may just have to be discarded because there's no way to deal with
it. Yeah, it's such an unfortunate situation for so many people who, have, in some cases, literally lost everything again in this situation. Let's mention those phone numbers once again for those with agriculture questions, because as we were talking with Vaughn just a moment ago, this is the last thing that farmers needed after a very difficult early part of the growing season.
Right, and it's not just farmers. The people that have gardens that have been underwater.
Gardens, good point.
You don't know where that... what's been in that water, chemicals and all kinds of stuff. So for the agriculture kinds of things, garden produce, Gary Wilson's number is 419-348-3500. And then for other kinds of, some of those disinfectant things, food safety, whether you can keep cans and all that kind of stuff, they can call me, and that my number would be 419-348-4100.
All right, Barb Brom, again with the Hancock County Extension Office, which will be closed today. Barb, thanks very much for your time. We certainly appreciate it. And stay dry.
We will try to do that.
All right. Chicago Board of Trade markets from yesterday. September corn at 338.5, up 6.75. December corn at 355, up 6.25. Wheat on the plus side as well. September 691.5, up 16.5. D sweet at 704, up 13. Beans on the positive side at 815.75, up 4 for September. November beans at 831, plus 3.75. And that is the Chicago Board of Trade markets and the all of the latest information as far as that goes. Thanks to Vaughn Wickerham, who is, we've kind of reassigned him this morning some of the duties that we need to have done here around the studios. We'll continue to keep you up to date with the very latest in the forecast. A chance of more thunderstorms through the day today, off and on. Obviously, they could bring us some significant rainfall. Scattered storms possible yet tonight and even on into tomorrow. A high today, 86. Tonight's low, 71. Tomorrow's high, 92. ABC News is next as Good Mornings continues.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and you're listening to...